Ye holy North American martyrs, pray for us. The snare was broken, and we were delivered. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. A snare, children, is a kind of a trap that's usually used to catch animals. Now, once you catch an animal, why, then you'd have to use some kind of a rope or a chain or a leash or a thong in order to keep the animal in place so it wouldn't run away. Did you ever see one of those little leash things that they have for children? Sometimes little children, lest they should wander off, a toddler, for example, is on a leash in public, which I always think looks a little odd, because you would see a dog on a leash. Of course, you'd never see a cat, because cats have mind of their own. But to see a child on a leash seems very odd. Where do you see people on a leash? Not exactly on a leash, but I mean tied up, or with handcuffs, or with chains. Why? They would be prisoners, wouldn't they? So that they couldn't escape. They're all tied up. Well, once one of today's saints, there are seven of them, they're called the North American Martyrs. We're very proud of them, and it was a rare privilege for us to have martyrs and saints from America. They're really all from France, but they came to the United States, what would become the United States, a continent of America, to preach the gospel to the Indians, and there to die as martyrs. Well, one of them, who is their leader, called St. Isaac Jogues, who was a Jesuit father, this is in the 1600s, was captured by the wild Iroquois Indians. And after he and his companions were captured, one of the Indians, a brave, he went to tie the priest's ankles together with a thong, sort of a strap of leather, so he couldn't escape. And Father Jogues told him, he said, "My son, you don't need to do that, because as long as these other captives are here," meaning the French, and also the Indians who had become Catholics, whom he had baptized, "as long as they're here, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to stay here and take care of them. I can give you my word on that." So the Indian, curiously enough, even though he was quite the barbarian, looked at him, and then he just walked away. He never tied his ankles together. He took our saint's word for it, and well he did, because our saint was a holy priest who never told lies, and he was, the Indians knew this too about him, extremely brave, like all of the other North American martyrs, under very difficult conditions, sometimes very painful. He kept the faith, and he wouldn't wander off. He was brave, and he was holy, even under torture. When he first got to Canada, to French-speaking Canada, where he was going to be a missionary, he wrote a letter home to his mother, and he said that the reason he was doing all of this was for the love of God. So you might say this was really the thong or the chain or the leash that was keeping him in place. He was doing it all out of love for our Lord. And if you think about it, children, our Lord is always drawing us to himself. And it is, if you do love our Lord, it is a kind of a leash, isn't it? Just as you would use a leash so the dog doesn't get into trouble, so too, by the love of our Lord, you hold yourself back from going to certain places, from doing certain things, because if you did, you would offend our Lord, who loves you so much. The love of our Lord is like a leash or a thong or a tie, but there's more to it than that. Our Lord loves us in return so much that he's always there to take care of us. That's really the lesson of the guardian angels, whose month begins on Sunday with Angel Sunday, isn't it? God always is there to take care of us. He also wrote to his mother, "I don't know what's going to happen to me, but I do know this, that God will always catch me. He won't let me fall. He'll always be there to help me. And so, in spite of it all, he never ran away. He always was strong and faithful. Well, once he did escape, because he knew the Indians were going to put him to death, and actually some Dutch Protestants helped him to escape. And he only did that so he could sort of get himself reorganized. But as soon as he went home to France and got everything taken care of, well, then he went right back again, for the same reason that missionary did, out of the love of our Lord. And there he stayed to the very end. Before he had escaped, he was subject to terrible tortures. And there was a poor Christian squaw, or Indian woman, who was forced to chew off the thumb of our saint. The Indians would chew off people's fingers, but they chewed off his thumb in particular because they knew that a priest has to have his forefinger and his thumb on each hand in order to offer mass with, because those are the fingers that touch the sacred host. And so after that happened, he couldn't say mass anymore. But saying mass was a great love of our saint and of his whole life. And so he asked permission from the Pope, and the Pope readily gave him permission to be able to say mass, even though he was missing some of his fingers. And the Pope said, I think he was Pope Urban VIII, he was a great Pope, and he said, well, this priest has shed his blood for Christ, and so he should still be able to drink the blood of Christ at the Holy Mass. So we received his permission, and when everything was all set, he went all right back again. And sure enough, in due time, he was captured again, and this time he was put to death. The other ones were so very brave and did so many things for Christ that the Indians themselves had to admire them. Saint Jean de Brebeuf was tortured to death. And finally, they stuck a burning torch inside his mouth, and that suffocated him to death. But still, he was so brave that the Indians actually ate his heart because they thought that would make them brave. Where do you get that kind of bravery, children? Well, it comes in part from this, from never forgetting the love of God, the Holy Ghost, that fire in our heart, and that God, whose love keeps us there, at the same time will catch us, and he'll make sure that we never fall. There was one saint in particular I should tell you about of the seven. He used a different kind of a thong or a leash to keep himself in place. He loved God just as much as the rest. But the other ones, you see, they were very successful priests and missionaries. They learned the language. They learned even to eat the Indian food, which was very disgusting. If you tried to eat that Indian food for lunch today, children, I'm afraid you'd all be sick, because they eat rotten fish and then bear grease and berries and things like that, and it smelled horrible and it tasted even worse. Well, one of the fathers, and his name was Saint Noel Chabanel, he never could learn to speak the Indian languages, and he never could bear to eat the Indian food. He always would get sick, and he couldn't really even stand to be around them. They made him sick because they were smelly and they used very dirty language. Before they were converted, they spoke in a very filthy way. Well, he was a refined and a holy priest, and nothing about the Indians could he bear. But he knew it was God's will, and he loved God. And because he loved God, he loved these poor savages, and he said to our Lord in prayer before the tabernacle, "Dear Lord, I promise you I won't leave them, even though every fiber of my being wants to just get up and run away." So for his thong, for his chain, he wrote out a special promise called a vow. And he took the vow never to leave the Indians until the day of his death. And so he kept his vow. And I think it was a tomahawk on his head that dispatched his soul to eternity. So that was a different way for him keeping his vow to our Lord. Children, we all have different ways of being able to attach ourselves to doing God's will. But remember, one of the most important of these, and you'll never get very far unless you never forget this, That is to say, to pray. That's what we're doing now. In a moment, the Holy Mass begins. We must try not only to sing and serve the Mass and assist at it devoutly, but to pray the Mass together all the way through with our heart. Why? Out of love for God. We should pray today for America, since these saints died in New York State or Canada. And we should pray today for our missionaries and our priests and religious, and for all of the faithful. Oh, and we should also pray for savages and those who don't know our Lord and who use filthy language and are murderous and all of the rest. They need our prayers perhaps most of all. I told you that today Saint Isaac Jogues, he never needed a thong or a tie or a chain to keep him in place, but he used one. He wore one made out of leather around his neck all the time. And you know what it was for? It was for his prayer book. And it was a big one. It was about two or three times as thick as this book. Big, and it's called the breviary. It's the priest's prayer book. You see Father sometimes walking in church or kneeling, saying his prayers out of the breviary. That's the church's official prayer book. Well, here he was so far from home and in the wilderness. If he lost his book or mislaid it, or if it dropped into the water, he would be cooked. He wouldn't have his prayer book anymore. He didn't want that. He loved to pray, and to pray every day. That was his source of strength, that and the Mass. So he tied a rope around his prayer book and tied it to a thong, and he wore it around his neck, even though it was a very heavy book. So if it wasn't in his hands, it was around his neck, so he could never lose it. That was probably the great secret of his strength, and that's how he did so much for our Lord. And that's why what he wore around his neck, that's why the Indians never need to tie his ankles together so he wouldn't escape, because he wasn't going anywhere, not by himself, not until he brought all of these souls with him home to heaven. Amen. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.